broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendrick.
Well, given Obama's style, which seems to be, I'm right, you're wrong.
We had a difficult, dark night in this country.
Still a lot of animosity on the field, not between teams, but between teammates.
My understanding from reading an Associated Press statement is that they talked with the father.
You brought a loaded gun. Was your gun loaded today?
Lesbian. Your mom's a lesbian.
Yay!
That's crap.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, folks. In other words, truth is our bitch on this show, and we don't care whether they're Republicans or Democrats or conservatives or liberals or independents. They can all rot, man, for all we care, as long as we get the real story out there. And we're going to start off tonight with the real story. And what is the real story? You know, some things, folks, it doesn't take a whole lot of brain power. It doesn't take a research library of thousands, if not millions of volumes. It doesn't take the greatest academic minds of the world. Sometimes all you have to do is use your common sense and say, well, now wait just a second. Aren't they making a large deal out of nothing? And what really is the motivation behind the protest that is currently going on? Given this, that, or something else. For instance, as an example, the people that are upset with Obama giving a speech to kids. Now, this has got nothing to do with whether you like Obama or not. It shouldn't have anything to do with whether you like Obama or not. This has to do with, in my opinion, what's the fact here? What is the historical fact? What's the historical record? And just exactly, you know, what is happening with this information that people want to twist it all out of proportion? So we're going to deal with that here in our first break. We'll tell you that our number is 877-876-PHIL. We thank Dr. Michael Stone. That was always a great segment talking to Dr. Stone, man, because, you know, as I say, we like to get to it on the show. You want to know about crime. You want to know about why people are the way they are. Let's get to the forensic psychiatrist. Let's get to the people who know a little bit about brain chemistry, and we'll find out what makes these animals tick. And maybe someday we can either cure them or find an efficient way of getting rid of them. Anyway, thanks to Dr. Stone for that. Our number 877-876-PHIL. Our website is philhendryshow.com. You can go to our website right now and take a look at our live streaming video. You can go to twitter.com/realphilhendry and make a comment over there, or you can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/philhendry. White House dismisses furor over Obama speech to students as silly season. The White House on Friday dismissed as silly the controversy over President Obama's plan to address the country's school children to mark the start of the school year. And this is Press Secretary Robert Gibbs speaking. Said, I think we've reached a little bit of the silly season when the President of the United States can't tell kids in school to study hard and stay in school. You're going to hear some audio that, in my opinion, and maybe it's only my opinion, is some of the most amazing audio I've ever heard in my life. You're going to hear a mother, a supposed mother, a supposed adult, crying. You're going to hear her crying because her kid is going to hear a speech from Barack Obama. You're going to hear adults, supposed adults, talking about this as if it is the worst thing that could ever happen. You're going to hear people trying to rationalize it. But the one thing you won't hear anybody do, which is why you listen to this show, is give you some historical context here. Now, you know that the president is scheduled to give a speech to the school children of America on Tuesday. You know that the president is going to give a speech about studying hard and so forth. And you also know that the Department of Education, like the Department of Homeland Security, has a lot of numbskulls working it, apparently, because they released some lesson plan with a question that said, how can you support President Obama? And it seemed political, and I agree, and it's not for school kids. And is it Obama's fault? Well, I guess the buck does stop there. I've made the point on the show many, many times, and you know, people got upset with me. They say, why don't you just go ahead and say it's Obama? It's Obama. Yeah, but again, do you want the truth, or do you want to just feel nice and comfy as you sit there on that new cushioned toilet seat? What do you want? What do you want? Do you want an easy answer? I ain't going to do that, man. Forget it. That ain't what this show's ever been about, and ain't going to be about it now. The easy answer? Yeah, it's all Obama's fault. He hired every last one of these jackasses. I'll tell you what is his fault. Here is what is his fault. Now that he's gotten a good whiff of what he's got working for him, whether it's in the Department of Education, the Department of Homeland Security, in the White House, or wherever else, now that he's gotten a real good noseful of what these people have put him through, he should be booting some asses out the door as we speak. One of them is this Van Jones. Wait till you hear the latest from this guy. This cat is either as dumb as a bag of hammers, or he's as crazy as a March hare. But this guy is just one ongoing embarrassment. He's a walking, breathing human embarrassment. Van Jones, 9/11 truther, talking about all kinds of, he doesn't know his ass from a hole in the ground. He's the new green advisor. Now, let me tell you something. Before we get nuts about Obama talking to school kids, you might be interested to know, and these are just, we just pulled these out of a hat. May 13, 1986, President Ronald Reagan hosted a Q&A with students from John A. Holmes High School of Edenton, North Carolina. It was at the White House. It was broadcast nationally. In 1991, Daddy Bush, George H.W. Bush, at a junior high school in D.C., broadcast live by CNN, PBS, and NBC Radio, speaking to junior high school students in Washington, D.C. And lest we forget, on September the 11th of 2001, what was George Bush Jr. doing? What was he doing? He was speaking to school children. He was sitting with school children, reading them stories. It was the beginning of the school year. Hello. He was communicating with these children. I didn't hear anybody say anything about how inappropriate for the president to be talking. I did hear people say that he should have jumped up and run out of the room right away as soon as he got the news, and he was just he was lollygagging and wasting his time, and he must have known something was going down, and he wasn't acting presidential. Let me tell you what, George, I'm going to give you the final, and people will disagree with this, but I'll give you the final read on that. President Bush acted like a father and a grandfather. He acted like a responsible adult, not to shock and scare those children. They were very young. He decided to let the children finish their stories. This man is a father, by the way. He's got two children. Whether or not people want to judge him on that, I don't know. And frankly, I'm not interested. He behaved in as responsible a way as an adult person would behave in a situation like that, where he's received shocking news. He has children there. He doesn't want to betray any kind of fear. He doesn't want to upset them. He let them finish their story. He got up and he walked out. He was commander in chief. Nothing he's going to do in 7 seconds, or however long it was, 20 minutes, is going to change the outcome of the day. But be that as it may, George Bush was sitting in front of Booker Elementary School students in Florida on September the 11th, 2001. Ronald Reagan gave a speech to students. George Bush Sr. gave a speech to students. And down through the years, presidents have given speeches to students, and we haven't had the kind of flurry and the kind of phony outrage like we have around Barack Obama and a speech that he wants to give to the nation's students coming up on Tuesday. And when I say phony, let me underline, it is so phony. It's as weird ass as a $3 bill, man. Taking a look at this, all you can say, political. You think these people care about their kids? This isn't about children. This is about mom and dad reliving their glory days or something. I don't know. Mom and dad, they don't like Obama. And I'll tell you something, there isn't anything better in this world for an adult who has a political axe to grind, for an adult who wants to lie or misinform. There isn't anything better in the world than kids. They can use the kid, and they feel as if the shield is invincible, because who's going to attack children, huh? How could you dare attack a parent when he is looking out for the well-being of his children? Well, I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not trying to piss anybody off, but I got to tell you, there's no concern for children here. This is just pure animosity toward Barack Obama and his politics, and they've decided to manipulate the situation, turn it into some kind of a propaganda moment for Barack Obama or brainwash moment. Their poor, innocent children are going to be turned into goose-stepping socialists, and it's all Barack Obama's fault. Now, of course, it wasn't Ronald Reagan trying to turn all the kids into goose-stepping conservatives back in 1986. It isn't George Bush who's trying to turn the kids into this or into that back in 1991. It isn't any other president ever talked to school kids in the history of the world trying to turn the kids into whatever it is people think they're turning them into. But today, what we've decided to do with Barack Obama is we've decided to turn him into some sort of a Svengali who's going to harm the children. It is not about the children. It's never been about the children. It's about the parents not liking Obama for whatever reason. I'm increasingly convinced, along with a lot of other people who are smarter than me, that, yeah, okay, it does have something to do with race. You can't be that stupid. You can't be that stupid. People can't be that transparent. If they think they're actually selling this, that Obama is going to indoctrinate their children, if they think they're really selling this, they may be selling it to a handful of people that already want to be sold. But I'm here to tell you, if you buy this, folks, you're on the wrong side of history, and you need to do your homework. No, this is a guy they don't like. And why is it? More and more, I have to say, the evidence leans toward this whole black thing, you know. I mean, the nitpicking on this guy, it just, you can blow it up within seconds, whether it's the health care plan or anything else. Anybody with ears can hear what's going on. But if they don't want to hear, it's for one reason and one reason only. They don't want to hear because it means they're going to have to change their mind. And changing their minds in these terrible, terribly tumultuous and turbulent days, why, that's just tantamount to death. Here is Tad and Andrea Miller. They say they may keep their kids home from school on Tuesday to avoid this terrible speech, something that's never been done before, a president talking to students.
I may have voted for McCain and Bush in the past. I wouldn't want them speaking to my student or your student or anybody else's student, for that matter, their child. Politics is totally up to the family.
So will I send my child? I don't know. Right now I would say no. I'll keep him home.
That man's a liar. He's a liar. He just made that up on the fly. I wouldn't want him. I wouldn't want a McCain. I bet you the guy never even thought about it before today. United Press International asked passerby if they think the speech is propaganda.
Well, given Obama's style, which seems to be, I'm right, you're wrong, I think it's always dangerous when adults presume to tell a student or anybody, really, how to run their lives.
I don't think it's propaganda, no. I think it shouldn't be a problem if the president wants to speak to our kids. I think our kids are bright enough to figure out and learn from what the president has to say, as well as not to make an interpretation or an opinion themselves of what he has to say.
All you got to do is just get everybody's mind off the healthcare plan. You lost that one. I mean, you have been you won. I mean, you were able to misinform and disinform and lie to people about the healthcare plan. Now let's move on to something really trivial, okay? Just in case you didn't convince everybody that the healthcare plan is communism revisited, let's move on to something else because, after all, the people behind that argument ain't bright enough to really sell that the healthcare plan is socialism. So let's move on to something else, propagandizing little tiny kids. Never mind that other presidents have done it. Now listen to this woman. This is an out-of-control person.
Thinking about my kids, sorry, in school. Having to listen to that just really upsets me.
Politics is totally up to the family.
That woman ought to be slapped. She ought to be. I'm telling you right now.
You're going to slap a lady? Oh, man.
Can't do that, Phil.
I didn't say I'm going to slap her. Maybe she ought to slap herself.
Everybody knows this is going to be.
Oh, shut up. That's Joan Walsh. Never mind. All right, we'll be back. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. I shouldn't really cut off Joan that way, but, you know. Also, we got more controversial Van Jones audio. The guy that's the 9/11 truther that's going to be the green leader. This guy's a freak. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, online at philhendryshow.com, live streaming video of the show. The father who said that politics should be left up to the family, I think he was in sort of reactive mode there. I think that they hadn't switched out the fuses in the back of his head, which usually says religion should be left up to the family, religion should be left up to the family, religion should be left up to the family. Sort of a default went to politics should be left up to the family, politics should be left up to the family. All right, and this is always a quote-unquote a winning argument, not. We can leave history up to the family, too. We can leave mathematics up to the family. Hell, we can leave everything up to the family, including building their own damn roads, their own sewers, and piping in their own electricity, gas, and water. Why don't we leave that up to the family, too? Well, we can just return to what it seems to be everybody wants us to return to. to those days of yore when the government had nothing to do with anything other than to sit there with a thumb up their ass just in case anybody needed them, in case the British invaded, the Russians or the Chinese, and everybody else does everything, right? Everybody talking about Ron Paul being president. What kind of president would Ron Paul be? Doing a lot of fishing. Doing a lot of bowling. Ain't nothing to do. I'm going to stay out of everybody's lives, man, and let them figure out the whole shoot and match. I mean, the whole reason why governments were formed is because it was necessary. Not because somebody said we ought to have a government. Because it was necessary. Why were societies created? Tribes, families, clans. Because we found it a necessary thing for survival. And in so creating these clans and these tribes and these nations, we needed a bureaucratic structure so as to funnel all the opinion and input and ideas and implement them. That became government. And government's role, yes, should be to enrich the lives of its people. Now, how involved in somebody's life, I suppose we can have that debate until the cows come home. But for God's sake, to make an issue out of a president addressing school kids, it is transparent politicking. Transparent politicking on the part of parents that ought to be ashamed of themselves, if you can call them parents, who have only one wish and one wish alone. And that is to control the politics of the country. It ain't got nothing to do with their kids. Here is Kathy in Chattanooga. Kathy, what's on your mind tonight?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good.
I think God bless Fox News and Fox Radio. I don't know what I would do without y'all. I have a question. You were speaking earlier about the psychology and what makes people tick and the doctors that really know what they're talking about. With Obama, I've never heard anybody mention this or talk about it, but he always speaks in the first person. He always says, I can't fix this if you don't do that, or I, you know. It's always I, like he's, I've never heard another president say it like that, you know. And maybe I haven't paid enough attention in the past, but.
Probably you haven't paid enough attention. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you probably haven't paid enough attention, Kathy.
But
yeah.
I don't know how many presidents ever really have they all.
Well, you could go back and look it up. You could go back and look at speeches, and you'd probably find out.
I just thought that he just sounds a little bit more narcissistic or some kind of. I can't.
Oh, narcissistic. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for your call. Meaningless. Joe in Providence, Rhode Island. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. What's on your mind tonight, Joe?
What's going on, Philip?
Hi.
I'll tell you, as someone who is against this administration. As someone who thinks that Obama's a charlatan, as someone who thinks that he's a socialist, I have absolutely no problem with him giving a speech to the kids. This is one of the first things that I've heard him say he's going to do that I actually approve of. Why would you not want the president to address the children of America? He's supposedly our leader. If he's capable of running wars and banks and auto factories and everything else that he's running, I think he can give a small speech to kids talking about staying in school. And
I agree.
There are a lot worse people that they bring into schools to talk to kids that no one cares about. When I was in school, they brought in people all the time to talk to you. You didn't even know they were coming. It wasn't a big deal. Your parents didn't know they were coming. They're like, yeah.
Right.
Take them off the street. He wheels a shopping cart around and talks to the air. Oh, he's going to come in and talk to you today. It didn't matter. All of a sudden.
Well, listen to this lady. Listen to this. This woman. Listen.
In school, having to listen to that just really upsets me.
Well, are you believing that?
She sounds like.
You talk about somebody that didn't take their Paxil this morning. All right, brother. I appreciate your call. Thanks. Where are we going here, man? All right. Let's go to Bob in Columbus. Bob, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. What's on your mind, man?
I was thinking about what you were saying, and it may be a little bit of politicking going on and everything. I think what this main thing is with talking to the kids at school, he's trying to bring his popularity back up again because right now everything's going south for him. The Zodiac
whatever.
Falls, the Rasmussen
whatever.
Falls, all this stuff is bringing him down.
Why are the American people all of a sudden interested in a president talking to the school kids? Why is this all of a sudden an issue?
Well, okay, you said like Reagan and Bush, right? In my book,
yeah.
Reagan and Bush, they both were great Americans.
God oh, well, you approve of the president, then, so it's got to be the right kind of president? The
no,
right
no,
kind
no, no, no.
You know
what? Wait a minute. Let me finish. Then you can talk. Come on. Listen, they read from the Bible. They had prayer. when the prayer day came? Did Obama have
it? I don't agree. I don't agree with you. I think they're rotten. I think they shouldn't have been talking to kids.
Okay, but okay, those guys.
So what, is this what we're going to do? We're going to have a debate over whether the president of the United States, every kid learns who the president is, what the Congress is, what the judiciary is, what how the country runs. To actually hear a president address you is a historic moment. It's a teaching moment. This is, for better or for worse, the leader of the country for 4 or 8 years. And we don't want our kids to learn about this. Listen, man, why don't you get out of the way long enough and let your kids learn something? How about that? We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Phil, world famous Phil Hendry Show. So we just got out of sort of reintroducing you to this topic of Obama giving the speech in front of the kids. We got this Van Jones. I know you never heard of the guy, neither have I, but he's all of a sudden the latest example of some real morons that are being allowed into this administration. And I've gotten browbeaten by people saying, why don't you just have Obama take responsibility? Why do you... Because it isn't that simple. Life is just not that simple. I'd love to be the big daddy here and say, well, here's the answer to all the problems the way they are. It's all Obama. I know Harry Truman had the thing, the buck stops here, and Harry was right. And Obama needs to understand that. Obama needs to make a speech. He needs to come clean with the American people and say, you know, there's a whole lot of stumble bums in my White House and in my administration, and I'm going to start to fire all of them. I don't think I've ever seen a bunch of people who misunderstood my ideas on governance more. I don't think I've ever seen a more ineffectual group of individuals. I have blown it. I read Team of Rivals, but I guess I ain't got the instinct that Lincoln's got something, okay? But the fact is, and it's always going to be the fact, and it ain't never going to change, that Obama doesn't do all the hiring. Now, when it comes to the cabinet, yes, that's a very specific and very personal series of choices that a president makes. Someone who replaces the toilet paper in the can, or someone who's a green advisor, this may be going through a couple of other levels of bureaucracy. I don't know. The jackass that ran the White House Military Affairs Division, the guy that greenlit the overflights over New York, I don't necessarily think Obama hired that person. Did he fire his ass? You better believe it. We feel on the Phil Hendry Show, in fact, Jason Rantz, my producer, pretty much sums it up, and we agree with Jace, that Van Jones and, you know...
Well, I said it before he did.
No, you didn't say anything like that.
Yeah, you didn't say nothing. How do you know? I said that Van... what is his name?
Van Jones. You thought it was Van Johnson yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't say... Van Jones will be fired this weekend. If there's any brain... If there's any gray matter anywhere in the White House, he'll be fired. I'm convinced that Obama's got to can this guy. He's a mess. And wait till you hear some of the other audio this jackass is responsible for creating. But just to wrap up this White House, this speech by the president in front of the kids. If people really want to make an issue out of the following thing, which is if the president's political viewpoint is not correct, in my opinion, I don't want my kid listening to it. If parents believe that they have that right, then you better get ready, friend. You better get ready, and you better say it's cool if a president that you think is the greatest thing in the world goes to speak to a school where your kid is, and they say, no, he can't, because a lot of the parents think the guy sucks. You're gonna have to live with it, because that's what we're doing now. That's the chicken crap that we're walking through now. We can talk about issues. We're talking about personalities. And there isn't, I don't think there's a group of people in the history of this country that have made a bigger issue out of a man's personality than the people that oppose Obama. Now, do I think the guy walks on water? Hell no. Do I think he's right all the time? No, I don't. One of the things that I like personally is I happen to like America. I want to try to see if I can't help this president so long as he's doing some things that I think make sense. So far, I haven't seen this guy make major missteps. I've listened to a lot of this man's critics, coming up with this, that, and a million different reasons, some of them coming from outer space, on why this guy's policies are wrong. I ain't heard of one of them, not a one of these people, come up with anything brighter. You take a look at the facts. 15% GDP going to health costs in this country. How do you stop that from growing into something that becomes so onerous? The United States, a third world country in 50 years. How do you stop that from happening? Go ahead. Give me your best shot. Tell me what you think we ought to do. And don't tell me that all of a sudden we're talking about health care. Where'd that come from? Because it's been on the agenda. It's been on the plate of every president for 70 years, if not longer. All right, so if people think, and I mean they seriously think, that a president needs to be vetted politically before he's allowed to speak to young people, and this actually gets it gets some momentum going to the point where this becomes sort of a custom and protocol, then get ready for every president on down the line till the end of this country, and that may be sooner than later. Everybody nitpicking a president you may think is great, I may think is the greatest guy we've ever had, and somebody's going to say, I think he sucks, I don't want him talking in front of the school. So presidents suddenly are shut out of speaking to students. Presidents traveling in their own country, traveling to speak to their own people, are now being barred from schools where we learn about presidents, where we have their pictures on the wall, where we've got the pictures of the presidents, and we've got the flag, and we've got the pictures of the Congress and the great Americans. But no, we're going to keep him out of there because we don't like his stand on health care. This is the kind of petty generation that's running things now in the United States of America. Now, I don't mind somebody debating a healthcare issue. That's fine. I don't mind people saying, well, I don't think this is right in terms of, but we're getting to something now that's basic. We've asked kids to read the life stories of presidents since schools began in this country. We want kids to learn about our presidents. We want kids to learn about what a president is. Who are the presidents? How many do we have? Did you know there was such a thing as a president? Who's the vice president? How does the government run? How old's the country? What are some of the things that we had to go through as a nation to get to where we are today, where we can sit around with our thumbs in our ears, jaw-jacking all kinds of meaningless stuff about Obama and being a commie? How did we get to a point that we are so comfortable in this country, we are so enriched, we are so luxuriating in the sweat and the blood of the people that came before us, that we can sit around and talk about chicken crap like that? Not even knowing what communist is, couldn't spell socialist if somebody held a shotgun to our heads. Don't know where the phrase watering the tree of liberty with the blood of tyrants, where that comes from, who said it, and what the context was. Don't know what a tyrant is. This is the generation of Americans that has inherited our world post 9/11. And they want to waste their time with this. Is there anybody out there that might want to say something along these lines? You know what? I think maybe there's a good idea here with the National Healthcare Exchange. And maybe, let's talk about this. Let's learn all we can about this, all right? But what's going on here, folks, is as plain as the nose on your face. This is I don't like Barack Obama, .. Why is that? Well, he's a socialist. Oh, my ass, he's a socialist. Go ahead and tell me why he's a socialist. I could ask that question till the cows came home. I still wouldn't get a straight answer. Why does it bother me? It bothers me because we're wasting time. It bothers me because we're not getting to it. We're not getting to the facts of the case and how we can push the country forward. It bothers me because we're allowing ourselves to be sidetracked by partisanship. Partisanship. Republicans, Democrats, they're cancer. Republicans and Democrats, you might as well have cancer of the testicles. Having these two political parties operating in this country today, we might as well be diagnosed with cancer of raging cancer of the brain. They are not anything that helps this country. They are a disease. They're an infection that inflames and sends the neurotransmitters into paroxysms of insanity. They are not patriots. They're a running sore on the body politic of America. They have outlived their usefulness. They are a society of clucking hens. There are a bunch of old ladies sitting around wringing their hands. There are a bunch of people that give out trophies to each other and pat each other on the ass. They couldn't get anything done if you paid them five times as much as they're getting right now. But what happens is everybody adheres to that kind of political point of view, whether it's conservative or liberal or independent or Republican or Democrat or however. They wear their little badges, and by God, they're going to stick to their guns, whatever guns those are, regardless of the harm it does the country. So if you are a conservative and you're supposed to hate Obama, well, then you hate Obama, even if it doesn't make any sense, even if there's no reason to hate the guy, even if really your disagreement with him is purely political, doesn't have anything to do with personality. We'll get involved in the personality squabble anyway, because that's what everybody else is doing. All right, 877-876-PHIL. All right, I'll shut up now.
Are you sure that was Van Johnson?
Will you knock it off with Van Johnson?
Man, you gotta be the duck. You didn't say Van Johnson. No, I mean Van Jone. Van Bone. No, not Van Bone, but...
Van Bone, is that it? Van Bone? Tell you what, man, get your eyeglasses replaced. Read the story again and head on back here. Jeremy in Phoenix, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. What's on your mind, Jeremy?
Hey, how you doing, man? I'm proud
good.
Of being a fellow American just like you. I'm a United
States. I'm a fellow American, too.
Yes, sir. I'd like to give a shout-out to all my other 19 kilos from the United States Army. I serve United States Army vet. I just wanted to say, man,
great.
These parents tripping out about this thing at the Obama school, wanting to give speeches at the school. You know, if these parents are so concerned about it, they should do like I do. And Tuesday, when that plays, I'm going to be in my son's classroom, not because I'm worried about it, because I am interested in it. And I'd like to sit down and have a discussion with my son afterwards on what he thinks and what he feels about it. And, you know, these parents, if they're that concerned, they need to take off work while they can and get down there and watch the video. And that's
well, they're not
idea.
That concerned. You know, something tells me, Jeremy, they're not that concerned to take a day off from work. They
yeah,
want,
you know, that's
the
how
school,
I feel about
yeah.
it, too.
They want the school to parent by proxy. Just do as I say, okay? I'm the parent. I can't be there, but I want you to be the parent, and we don't want Obama in there. Thank you very much. I can be reached at this number.
Yeah.
But I would say kudos to you, sir, and congratulations for being involved with your child. And this is a I don't know, kids would be excited. Here's the president. I get to hear the president. You know, what the hell? You know, he's a president. We had a whole bunch of presidents.
If they pull out their kids out of the school, like you said, man, it's going to turn out bad. It's going to start a whole new era of things that are happening in our school systems. We really can't allow that to happen. Our parents, you know, these parents need to get involved. If they're really interested or really worried about that, then they need to go and get involved in it. And on that note, I didn't run this by your screener, but this Van Jones character, man, if you really want to know how big of a kook he is, man, you need to look up the speeches he was giving at Berkeley a couple months ago, man, that'll really lay it out clear for you on just what.
Yeah, we've got some audio. He calls Bush a crackhead. He talks about Iraq being unjust. He talks about being lynched. He talks about Columbine and how only white kids do this stuff. This guy is all wrong, man. He's not only all wrong for the White House. This cat would be all wrong for working the counter at Arby's. I don't know where this guy's going to get a job, other than maybe passing out some kind of, you know, passing out flyers on the on a reunion of Jonestown people or so. I don't know, but I appreciate it very much, Jeremy. We will look into that, man. We do have some audio we can click on here in just a few minutes when we get to that story. Here is Tony in Boston. Tony, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. What's on your mind tonight, Tony?
How are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks.
But one thing I want to make a comment on is you have all these people that are complaining about how basically Obama's going to be pushing government on their kids, which they need to get a grip, because every single day in every single school in America, they raise their hand as a pledge of allegiance.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, that's basically all I wanted to say. You know, they need to get a grip. It happens every single day. Get over it. You know, let him do his job. He's trying to teach right from wrong. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, it's if nothing else, it's the opportunity for the kids to hear a real live American president speak. And like I said, Tony, I mean, I don't know about you. When I was going to school, man, we had the pictures of the presidents hanging in the classroom. There's Washington. There's another guy, Lincoln. Here's a cat, Kennedy. Here's another guy, Roosevelt. These are all guys that were presidents of the United States. We learn about our government. And we can learn about the person, too, in this age of communication that we have. Thanks so much, Tony. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with some more comments. We got Van Jones. More audio of Van. Now, who is Van? I know you're still scratching. Who the hell is this guy? Well, we wouldn't be talking about him were it not for the fact that he's a raving lunatic. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Thinking about my kids, sorry, in school, having to listen to that just really upsets me.
Get a piece of fat and slide off.
Thank you, and welcome back to the program, 877-876-PHIL. Yeah, get a piece of fat and slide off, Sadie. I got to tell you one other thing here, and this is going to shock people, I'm sure. You better sit down for this one. If you think Obama talking to your kids in school and asking them to stay in school and asking them to study hard is something that you don't want your kids to listen to because at your house, what you tell your kids is quite different. Don't stay in school. Don't study. Head on down to the corner and get daddy a bottle of Ripple. I don't know what these people are thinking that he's going to tell them that they don't want him to hear. You better sit down for this one because we have high schools in this country that are named after presidents. Oh, yeah, we got John Kennedy Middle School, and we got George Bush High School, and Eisenhower Elementary School, William McKinley High School. Now, what does that mean? Well, you know, an anarchist shot William McKinley, an anarchist, which would later on become known as a communist or a socialist, if you will, someone who wants to do well for the common man and the working man. Oh, man. Thomas Jefferson High School. I object to that personally. I'm not a Thomas Jefferson fan. I don't like him. What do you think of that? I don't want my kid going to any school named Thomas Jefferson High School. I don't want my kid being propagandized and indoctrinated and brainwashed into thinking Thomas Jefferson deserves to get his name on a high school. How about that? Eisenhower Elementary School. I mean, it goes on and on. You know, folks, there is a thing in this country, maybe you've heard of it, it's called the loyal opposition. It's unique to America. I've never heard this term used in relation to any other country. And what it means is this. We got a lot of problems, and we disagree on a lot of things, but we draw the line at certain things. We draw the line in our country. We circle the wagons, and we say, we are still a nation, and we have a president, and we have a Congress, and they may not be getting the job done, but guess what? Here's a newsflash. We can do something about it. We can get up off of the sofa, turn off Dancing with the Stars, or the next season of I'm a Celebrity, help me get the hell out of here before I have to listen to Lou Diamond Phillips one more time, tell me to wash out the pots, and we can go down to the polls and we can vote a new guy in. Now, that seems very simple, but for some people, you might as well be asking them, man, to split an atom. But there is that option. And in the meantime, what we say is, this is the President of the United States. Have a little bit of respect, not for the man for the office, not for the man for the office. And as I've said on the show before, and people prove it over and over again, the president is the national father. We react to him the way we react to our fathers. We hate him sometimes. We love him sometimes. We're frustrated with him sometimes. We want to run away from home and never see him again sometimes. We want to put our arms around him and thank him sometimes. We go to him and we cry. We go to him and we sing. We go to him and we ask questions that we can't get answered anywhere else. We trust. We don't trust. Sure, that's what we do with our daddies. That's what we do with the national father known as the President of the United States. 877-876-PHIL, the number here. Van Jones to come. Also, we have new unemployment numbers. They ain't as bad as some people are saying. They ain't as good as they probably ought to be. They're basically what we said they would be, flat, if you'll pardon the expression.
Who is?
Not who is. It's the unemployment.
Talk about unemployment, man.
Let's go over here to Josh in Boston. Josh, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi, I'm confused. If you think that it's okay for Obama to go into the classroom and not speak about or not have a message that's kind of middle of the road, if it's whether it's history or it's about the forefathers or about something that is more, I guess in the middle, right?
What?
Why?
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. When did you hear me say that?
Well, it sounds like you're saying that because he's the president, it's okay to go into the classroom and articulate the message I'm trying to think of the right way to put this, but you know,
I'll tell you what he's planning on talking about. If you'd like to know, staying in school, doing your homework, being a good citizen.
Okay, I mean,
what's wrong with that?
Anyone would object to that.
Everybody's objecting to it. Are you kidding? That's the whole. Everybody's screaming bloody murder about it.
No, I think the problem.
What do you mean nobody's objecting to it? Everybody's objecting to it. That's what the guy's going to talk about, and we got that lady crying like somebody just stuck her in the ass with a switchblade knife or something.
Well,
she's
bawling. I think the problem is that no one's articulating what he's going into the classroom to talk about. I think everyone.
How is it that I know this and a lot of other people know? Then how do I know it?
I don't know. How do you know it?
Because I read the news, man. I stay informed. And I'll tell you something else. If you don't know what he's talking about, why would you protest his appearance until you did know what he was talking about?
I didn't say that I was protesting his appearance.
I'm not saying you necessarily. I mean the people that are protesting his appearance are making claims about his speech that don't exist. Hello?
If what you just said is that...
Yellow.
What he's going into the classroom to talk about, then there's no problem with that. But when you talked about what he was going into the classroom to talk about, it was more of a
wrong. I never once said any such thing. Never once, my brother. But anyway, thanks so much. Appreciate your call. That was a call from
Johnny Diablo.
All right, we're coming back on the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number 877-876 Phil Van Jones. Not a movie star, not a swimmer. He's a green guy. Also, the unemployment rate goes to 9.7 from 9.4. We'll talk about it. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Ah, get a piece of fat.
Learn more at talkradionetwork.com.